泸州市高2023级第二次教学质量诊断性考试
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题，每段对话读两遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Hi, I have a hairdresser's appointment booked for Thursday afternoon.
Yes, I've found your booking. Would you like to change something?
Could I move it to Wednesday morning? There's something important afterwards, and I want to feel my best. Hi, I have a hairdresser's appointment booked for Thursday afternoon.
Yes, I've found your booking. Would you like to change something?
Could I move it to Wednesday morning? There's something important afterwards, and I want to feel my best. Have you finalized your plans for the summer break?
Yes, I've just booked a walking trip in China with my parents. People are friendly there, and we're going to hike along the Great Wall. It will definitely be memorable.
Have you finalized your plans for the summer break?
Yes, I've just booked a walking trip in China with my parents. People are friendly there, and we're going to hike along the Great Wall. It will definitely be memorable.
Have you watched the movie The Wandering Earth yet?
Yes, the idea of moving Earth away from the dying sun was really exciting.
I agree. I thought the actors were great, though I found the plot a bit difficult to follow sometimes. Have you watched the movie The Wandering Earth yet?
Yes, the idea of moving Earth away from the dying sun was really exciting.
I agree. I thought the actors were great, though I found the plot a bit difficult to follow sometimes.
Are you celebrating Thanksgiving this year?
Yes, we're having a big family gathering with turkey and all the traditional dishes.
That sounds lovely, even though I'm a vegetarian. It's great to take a moment and be thankful for everything we have. Are you celebrating Thanksgiving this year?
Yes, we're having a big family gathering with turkey and all the traditional dishes.
That sounds lovely, even though I'm a vegetarian. It's great to take a moment and be thankful for everything we have.
Are you ready for your driving theory test?
Yes, I've been revising and hopefully I will pass this time. There's so much information and I want to feel prepared.
Good idea. However, it is crucial to understand the road rules well, not just memorize answers. Are you ready for your driving theory test?
Yes, I've been revising and hopefully I will pass this time. There's so much information, and I want to feel prepared.
Good idea. However, it is crucial to understand the road rules well, not just memorize answers.
The 第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。 听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Have you decided which laptop you are going to get?
Yeah, I've picked one. It's perfect for school stuff and maybe a bit of gaming.
Have you saved enough money?
Mostly. I saved 10 pounds each week by doing housework you gave me, and it adds up.
It's taken months, hasn't it?
Yeah, but I didn't want to just ask for it. I wanted to earn it.
I'm not shocked at all. You always work hard for what you want.
I think I've only got about 2 weeks left to go.
I can't wait to see your face when you finally bring it home. I can picture you on that sofa using it. Have you decided which laptop you are going to get?
Yeah, I've picked one. It's perfect for school stuff and maybe a bit of gaming.
Have you saved enough money?
Mostly. I saved 10 pounds each week by doing housework you gave me, and it adds up.
It's taken months, hasn't it?
Yeah, but I didn't want to just ask for it. I wanted to earn it.
I'm not shocked at all. You always work hard for what you want.
I think I've only got about 2 weeks left to go.
I can't wait to see your face when you finally bring it home. I can picture you on that sofa using it.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
So, how's the screen-free evening challenge gone for you in week one?
Pretty well. I've been turning off everything at 8 p.m. every day.
That's a solid start. What do you usually do instead?
I've been reading more. One night, I even did a puzzle with my little brother.
Nice. How much screen time are you avoiding each night?
Switching off my screens helps me relax, and I typically go to sleep 1.5 hours after that.
That's already quite a few hours saved across the week, then.
Yeah, I didn't expect to feel much different, but it's been kind of refreshing and not too hard to do.
Me too. I guess small changes can shift things more than we expect.
I'm thinking of keeping it going, even if I miss a day or two.
So am I. It's not about being perfect, just noticing what helps. So, how's the screen-free evening challenge gone for you in week one?
Pretty well. I've been turning off everything at 8 p.m. every day.
That's a solid start. What do you usually do instead?
I've been reading more. One night, I even did a puzzle with my little brother.
Nice. How much screen time are you avoiding each night?
Switching off my screens helps me relax, and I typically go to sleep 1.5 hours after that.
That's already quite a few hours saved across the week, then.
Yeah, I didn't expect to feel much different, but it's been kind of refreshing and not too hard to do.
Me too. I guess small changes can shift things more than we expect.
I'm thinking of keeping it going, even if I miss a day or two.
So am I. It's not about being perfect, just noticing what helps.
That umbrella is beautiful. I've never seen one like it.
It's a traditional Chinese oil paper umbrella. My family has had this one for many years. It was actually made in this village.
It looks very delicate.
The supporting part is bamboo, and the top is oiled paper. The oil makes water unable to pass through the paper, so it's useful in both rain and sun.
Is it only used for protection?
No, it's also important for festivals and weddings.
Yours has beautiful patterns. Did you paint it?
No, a village craftsman made it. He paints each one by hand, which takes a lot of skill.
Do many people still use oil paper umbrellas?
Not as many as before, but they are still popular for social events. Some people in cities and towns collect them.
I'd love to buy one.
There's a shop near the market. They sell handmade ones with unique designs.
Thank you for telling me about it.
You're welcome. Enjoy your visit.
That umbrella is beautiful. I've never seen one like it.
It's a traditional Chinese oil paper umbrella. My family has had this one for many years. It was actually made in this village.
It looks very delicate.
The supporting part is bamboo, and the top is oiled paper. The oil makes water unable to pass through the paper, so it's useful in both rain and sun.
Is it only used for protection?
No, it's also important for festivals and weddings.
Yours has beautiful patterns. Did you paint it?
No, a village craftsman made it. He paints each one by hand, which takes a lot of skill.
Do many people still use oil paper umbrellas?
Not as many as before, but they are still popular for social events. Some people in cities and towns collect them.
I'd love to buy one.
There's a shop near the market. They sell handmade ones with unique designs.
Thank you for telling me about it.
You're welcome. Enjoy your visit.
Good morning, Ms. Chen. I didn't expect to see you at the Employee Well-Being Conference. Are you speaking today?
Yes. The last time we met was in a very different place. Weren't we both trying to get jobs at the same fast-paced finance company?
We were, and congratulations on getting the post.
Thanks. I have realized, though, that being super competitive wasn't good for me. In fact, I've just finished a talk about our company's decision to adopt a 4-day working week.
Wow, that's quite progressive.
Yes, last year we reduced our working days to 4, keeping full pay. Surprisingly, our productivity went up nearly 25%. Staff happiness improved too.
Interesting, but wasn't it difficult to convince your directors? It's quite a change of direction.
Initially, yes. They worried about deadlines and profits. But after a 6-month trial, revenue actually increased and employee turnover dropped significantly.
I'm impressed. The company I joined struggles with keeping staff. Burnout is a big issue for us.
Honestly, shorter weeks really helped us. Employees return refreshed and focused, and the atmosphere is much better. It's proof that fewer hours don't mean less success.
You've definitely given me something to take back to my team. Good morning, Ms. Chen. I didn't expect to see you at the Employee Well-Being Conference. Are you speaking today?
Yes. The last time we met was in a very different place. Weren't we both trying to get jobs at the same fast-paced finance company?
We were, and congratulations on getting the post.
Thanks. I have realized, though, that being super competitive wasn't good for me. In fact, I've just finished a talk about our company's decision to adopt a 4-day working week.
Wow, that's quite progressive.
Yes, last year we reduced our working days to 4, keeping full pay. Surprisingly, our productivity went up nearly 25%. Staff happiness improved too.
Interesting, but wasn't it difficult to convince your directors? It's quite a change of direction.
Initially, yes. They worried about deadlines and profits, but after a 6-month trial, revenue actually increased and employee turnover dropped significantly.
I'm impressed. The company I joined struggles with keeping staff. Burnout is a big issue for us.
Honestly, shorter weeks really helped us. Employees return refreshed and focused, and the atmosphere is much better. It's proof that fewer hours don't mean less success.
You've definitely given me something to take back to my team. A weather warning has been issued across the region for the next week. From Monday morning, thick fog will appear as warm, wet air from the coast meets cold air from the mountains. This will make it harder to see, particularly in lower regions. The fog will last until Wednesday or Thursday and become thicker when the wind slows down. The highest daytime temperature may reach over 19 degrees Celsius, with nighttime temperatures of around 14 degrees Celsius. On Friday and the weekend, the fog will slowly clear, lifting by mid-morning. The temperatures may rise to 22 degrees Celsius, but in lower areas, it may stay harder to see for a long time. The fog is likely to have a significant impact on travel across the region, particularly during the morning rush hour. So before setting off, think, is this trip really necessary? Where travel cannot be avoided, drivers should leave earlier because many places may have low speed limits. Remember to follow safety guidelines. These include increasing distances, lowering headlights, and using fog lights only when you can't see beyond 100 meters. While trains should only be affected by the worst conditions, buses and planes in the area may be late or stop running. The boat service to Fledge Island will also be affected. A weather warning has been issued across the region for the next week. From Monday morning, thick fog will appear as warm, wet air from the coast meets cold air from the mountains. This will make it harder to see, particularly in lower regions. The fog will last until Wednesday or Thursday and become thicker when the wind slows down. The highest daytime temperature may reach over 19 degrees Celsius, with nighttime temperatures of around 14 degrees Celsius. On Friday and the weekend, the fog will slowly clear, lifting by mid-morning. The temperatures may rise to 22 degrees Celsius, but in lower areas, it may stay harder to see for a long time. The fog is likely to have a significant impact on travel across the region, particularly during the morning rush hour. So before setting off, think, is this trip really necessary? Where travel cannot be avoided, drivers should leave earlier because many places may have low speed limits. Remember to follow safety guidelines. These include increasing distances, lowering headlights, and using fog lights only when you can't see beyond 100 meters. While trains should only be affected by the worst conditions, buses and planes in the area may be late or stop running. The boat service to Fledge Island will also be affected.
第二节到此结束，现在，你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案 转图到客观题答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。